Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is September the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety and fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life. I have been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. You know, tomorrow is Labor Day. And, you know, it's funny. I think the idea is to rest on Labor Day. Well, I'm here to share with you that there is a rest that is in Christ Jesus, meaning you can rest in the fact that you are right with God. So I'm all fired up today, and what I'm going to share with you today has the potential to change your life if you choose to believe it. If you choose to hear it, open the eyes of your heart, the ears of your heart to hear and see the goodness of God. And so I have to tell you, I'm rather fired up because this last week, it was like 8 o'clock at night, and two guys knocked on my door. And, you know, instantly, like the majority of you, you're like, you know, the two different types of people that go door to door inviting people to church or wanting to argue about what you believe versus what they believe. Anyways, that's what I instantly thought it was, but I didn't see the normal shirt and tie that these two sectors choose to wear when they go door to door. No, they were just normal guys carrying Bibles. And so, you know, I opened the door before I really saw them, and I said, hey, I'm getting ready for bed. You know, I was put out. And they're like, oh, no problem. You know, we have a Bible study that we wanted to tell you about. And I was like, really? I was like, what denomination, you know? And they're like, oh, no denomination, just Christians. We just do what the Bible says. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, when is it? They told me where to go. So, you know, I contemplated and was trying to decide, should I go to this quote unquote Bible study? Well, I work at Caris Bible College, and then when I go to church, it's instructors at Caris Bible College. And so most of the attendees of these churches that I go to, they have Caris Bible College people. And so, you know, it's like I'm always surrounded by the same network of people. And so lately, you know, I've been thinking, you know, it might be nice to just kind of get out of the four walls of Caris Bible College for a while, you know, for just to see. And so that was my main motivation for going to this Bible study, folks. And I was going there expecting to meet some awesome people, maybe, you know, broaden my horizons of my friend base and so on and so forth. So I went, and everybody welcomed me in really nice. They were very sweet. There were some things said before the Bible study started, and it was, you know, stuff like, well, we just do what the Bible says to do. Not everybody can do this. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, that's fine. And now, in retrospect, looking back, I can see why they were saying these things. So this Bible study starts, folks, and here is what the title of the Bible study was: Finding a Path to Heaven. It was all about finding your pathway to heaven. Finding, because our whole goal is to get to heaven and what we have to do to get to heaven. And hey, if you've listened to me for any length of time, maybe even one episode before, you will know what I've been speaking on, and I've been speaking on righteousness. So this Bible study went on and on and on, all talking about how we must observe the law, how they mentioned Jesus only one time. The rest of the time was how we are to live in order to get to heaven, in order to be right with God. And it was a whole hour long of it, folks. And you know, I took notes. I was writing down the scripture that they were putting out there, and then I was writing down three other scriptures to combat what they were saying and how they were twisting it. And look, you guys, I have said this over and over and over again. The fact that it is only through Jesus that you are right with God. And somebody out there is listening to me right now, and I want you to know that it's only through Jesus that you are right with God. So anyways, this Bible study gets done, right? And the gal sitting next to me, she was a sweet gal. She looks over and she says, "Is there anything that you heard that you have questions about, or maybe that you didn't understand or needed explained?" And now listen, I was asking myself in my heart, how do I handle this? Because everything I've heard, I do not agree with. So in my heart, I'm like, God, show me how to do this, because I don't know how to do this. I could do it one of two ways. I could either just smile and nod and say, no, I'm fine, thank you, and tell them, bless them, and walk away. Or I can actually share with them what I see to be is the truth. So I really, at that point, when she asked me, didn't know how I was going to respond, because I was already asking God, because I was so incensed and mad. Because you know what, you guys? I'll get to it. Anyways, I was so mad because this is the stuff, you guys, that kept me in bondage, that kept me living a broke, discouraged, frustrated, quote-unquote, Christian life, because I thought I had to earn my right with God. I thought I had to do this or do that or not do this and not do that in order to be right with God, to maybe make it to heaven. Now, if you guys heard my testimony, I've told you time and time again, the thing that would echo through my head when I was in the middle of this work-based self-righteousness bit that will do nothing but, you know, the Bible says it's bondage. It keeps you in bondage. And so after spending 20 some years of this in direct combat of what these people were saying, I mean, I was living 24 years of exactly what they were telling you you're supposed to do. And I had no victory in my life. Instead, I was defeated, I was condemned, and I was miserable. And so during that time, I would hear my mom say, the only sin that will keep you out of heaven is denying Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so when I was in the pit of the pit, feeling condemned because of what I had done, feeling condemned because of what I hadn't done, then that's the voice that would come echoing through. And I would think, I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Son of God, that he came to earth to die on the cross for my sins, and that he was raised from the dead on the third day. I believe it. And so I clung to my mom's echoing words in my head as I was struggling with exactly what this person, this Bible study, was portraying. And so you can only imagine, after struggling with this idea of self-righteousness, works righteousness, that after an hour of hearing this garbage, I was upset. So the gal sitting next to me, she looks at me, and like I say, she asks, was there anything that you heard that you had questions on, or maybe you wanted me to explain to you? I said, and before I even knew what came out of my mouth, I said, absolutely not. I'm like, I understand completely what this Bible study was about. And I said, and this is what I struggled with, and I finally got victory from, is this idea that we have to work to be right with God. I said, no, I don't have any questions. I know exactly where this road leads to, and it's not to peace and righteousness, being right with God. I said, it's tormenting. Well, you know, obviously it was kind of like I slapped her in the face, because, you know, how I talk here on the radio, sometimes I'm a little more mild than I am in person, because I tell you what, you know, it's just like anybody out there, you may be listening and there's something that is so strong on your heart that when you start talking about it, there's no way to stop the passion coming through. And that's the same way with me. And so when I get on this subject, self-righteousness versus righteousness by faith through Jesus, well, you can't look at me, but I'm talking with my hands right now, because I can't express enough how vehement I am about this issue. And of course, it's the one Bible study I get invited to, and this is exactly the issue that they are talking about. I was incensed, folks. So anyways, so the gal sitting next to me, after I basically puked all over her with my with my frustration at what I had just heard, then the leader of the Bible study comes over to talk with me. Okay, so now, you know, I can instantly tell that, you know, this person's going to come over and, you know, talk me through any questions that I had. And so this ended up being a conversation that really went nowhere because she wasn't wanting to hear what I said, and I really didn't want to hear what she had to say. So, you know, there was just so much stuff, though, that came out of her mouth, folks, that all I can summarize it is anti-Christ. Listen to me, folks. If you are going to church somewhere and they are preaching anything other than Jesus Christ and Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, that is antichrist. Honestly, folks, this segment that I visited at this Bible study is doing more harm for the kingdom of God than they are doing good. They're doing more harm for the kingdom of God than atheists out there. And here is the thing. I was so blown away by the statements that were made by this Bible study leader when we were talking one-on-one. Things like, no, we have to work to get to heaven. And Jesus, you know, here is what I said. I said, well, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no way to get to the Father but through Jesus. And that person said, well, who said that? And I'm thinking, dear Jesus, it's in the book of John, and Jesus himself said it. Ha ha. Let me read this scripture for you guys. So it's in John chapter 14, verse 6. And I can't tell you how important this is, you guys, because if we mix it, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And I'll explain that in a second. But in John chapter 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So the fact that this Bible study leader who, you know, and they just couldn't help but brag on themselves about how they teach nothing but the Bible, didn't even know that was in the Word. This person asked me who said that. And I was like, oh man, Jesus said that. It was Antichrist, folks. And you know, you think when you're in the body of Christ, you think Antichrist is just the atheist. Antichrists are just the Buddhists. All this stuff. That is true. But did you know there are segments that proclaim themselves to be Christians that are Antichrist? And that is what I heard. And I was so incensed, you guys, because here's the problem. And if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, I want you to give me a call or send me a text message at 970-919-0459. Or you can send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. So here's the problem. Because if you want to mix, here's what these people were doing at this Bible study. Okay, they did mention Jesus, just that his blood was to remit sins. But then the rest of it was on us. And this person actually told me that Jesus was only sent to be an example for how we're supposed to walk in order to make it to heaven. So I'm so blown away by this. And so I'm trying to not be rude or share too much. But I'm telling you, folks, if you start mixing, if you say, okay, Jesus shed his blood for us. Yeah, okay, yay. But now all the rest of it is up to me. Guess what'll happen, folks? You will live a life of defeat, of misery, of condemnation. I mean, go back and listen to some of my previous episodes when I was talking about why God brought the law. And I even shared that with this person. I'm like, number one, the law was only brought to the Israelites. And I said, and then when Jesus came, that was a new covenant based upon better promises is what it says in Hebrews. And it was like nothing. And all it really did was make this lady, I already gave it away that it was a lady. Anyways, I just made her face twitch. I would say these things and her eye would kind of like quiver a little bit and then she'd say something else. And you know, here's the deal. She wanted to sit down with me and go verse by verse by verse and explain to me better about how, what the real truth is. And she's like, if you would be up for that, I would more than willing to do that. And I said, absolutely not. I said, I know what I believe. And she then proceeded to tell me that I was just on this line and I was so close to possibly being able to make it to heaven. And I said, oh, wait, no, you're wrong. Because I know that I'm going to heaven. I know because it's because of Jesus. It is only Jesus, folks. It is Jesus that is everything in the kingdom of God. And we need to get this settled in our heart. You know, last week I talked about how you don't go to church to be right with God, but you should go to church. That is very true. But if you're going to a church that is pointing out sin, that is nothing but sin focused. Hebrews is so clear about Jesus's blood. Jesus entered into the Holy of Holies once forever. And that should clear our conscience of sin. Look, folks, I live holier now than I've ever lived in my life, and I don't even try. It's because I understand how right I am with God, and that is righteousness. That is right standing with God. And if you guys could understand the value that is in you, did you realize that if there was nobody else on earth than you, yes, you, whoever's listening right now, if there was no one else on earth, Jesus would have came to earth and died on the cross, the most painful death ever. He who knew no sin became sin so that you might be the righteousness of God, not become, but that you might be the righteousness of God. He would have done it just for you. God loves you so much. And God's love was poured out to this world, folks, through Jesus. And if you're not hearing Jesus at whatever church you're going to, I beseech you to start reevaluating where you're going to church. If you are hearing from the pulpit or in your Bible study that you need to do this, this, and this in order to be right with God, and it's anything other than believing on Jesus, you are not hearing the good news of the gospel. You are not hearing true, pure Christianity. And that's what I'm talking about, folks. And you know, going to this Bible study, I was so incensed. I called my parents. I couldn't even wait till I got home. I called them on the phone and I was just going off because I can't believe there are churches out there preaching this. I can believe it, but to actually have it smack dab in my face. And it was like, you know what? And my mom, you know, bless her heart, she was like, oh, I just feel bad that you went there and you heard that stuff. And I'm like, oh my goodness, mom, no, no, because you know what that did? What the devil is doing in that quote unquote church, because it's Antichrist, folks. It is demonic. It's devilish. You know how I can say it's devilish? Because in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve fell, let's think about this for a moment. Adam and Eve were perfect. They didn't have sickness. There was no sickness. There was no disease. There was no poverty. They didn't have to believe for rent. They didn't have to believe for a job. They didn't have to, you know, believe to get rid of a headache because none of that had come yet. They lived in an absolute perfect world. And how did the enemy, the devil, who was in a serpent, how did he trick them? He said, hath God said? Has he said? You know what? That's exactly what I heard in that Bible study. Has God said, really? And you know, here's the deal. I am so glad I went to that Bible study because I'm so sure of how right I am with God. And are you in that place? Do you know how right you are with God simply because you've believed on Jesus? And I'm asking somebody right now, God has been dealing with your heart about this issue. And I just want you to know that it's not hard. It is not hard to be right with God. And the church has been one of the main places that this message has been skewed, that it's been something other than what it is. And so in Romans 10, 9 and 10, let me read this for you, folks. I had so many scriptures I wanted to go over, but I am so incensed about this. So Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says, you know what? Let me just back up to verse 4, because this is huge, you guys, because what this Bible study was proclaiming was that we're to obey the law. It is the law, you know, and she asked me when we were having our one-on-one, she says, so you mean to tell me that somebody can go out and commit murder and they can still make it to heaven? I said, if they believe on Jesus, absolutely. Because it's not based on your works on whether or not you make it to heaven. It's whether or not you believe on Jesus. And here's something to think about, folks. The Apostle Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, was a murderer. But, you know, her comeback to that would have been, well, he had to work. He earned his right to get into heaven, just like we have to. Well, that's garbage. It is dung. It is junk, what you said, lady. So anyways, I told her she should listen to my radio show, and she told me that she doesn't listen to KRDO because it's not godly. And I said, oh, okay. So in Romans chapter 10, verse 4, it says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. How this lady and this whole sector, this whole group of antichrist, quote unquote, Christians can get past these scriptures, I don't know. And I don't care to know. I don't even want to. But yet they say we need to obey the law. You know, did you know that one of the laws was if your children are rebellious, then the whole congregation, you were to basically correct them once. But if they didn't stop being rebellious, the whole congregation was supposed to come together and stone the child. So, you know, are they obeying the laws? No. They said we're to obey the laws, but, you know, we're all just human and we're going to fall short. Okay. Okay, so Romans chapter 10, verse 4 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. So let's jump over because I'm running out of time, because there's somebody out there that is listening and you're feeling so condemned. You're thinking, how could God love me? I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. And there's somebody sitting out there going, well, of course God loves me. I don't need to believe on Jesus because my poop don't stink. Like, I've never done anything bad. I've never sinned. I've never stepped aside. I've done everything. I've honored my parents. I've followed all the Ten Commandments. Well, you know what? You need to humble yourself as well, because here's the deal. It is just this simple to be right with God. How do you be right with God? It says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Wow. So your heart, what you believe in your heart makes you right with God or not. Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness, because Abraham didn't do the majority of the stuff in his life correctly. And I'm here to tell you right now that Jesus is calling you. God loves you. And Jesus came to earth to die on the cross for your sins. And all you have to do is confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you are right with God. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came to earth to die for your sins, and on the third day he was raised from the dead. And that, my friends, makes you right with God. Don't get into any of this other stuff. I have to come to a close, so I'm leaving you with that scripture, you guys. It's only by Christ. You know, I'm going to read it to you again. So it's John chapter 14, verse 6. It says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the sum of it, folks. And I have a question for you. So my question for you this week is, when you sit and you think about it, what have you believed contrary to Jesus that makes you right with God? Man, I could give you pages of things that I used to think I had to do in order to be right with God other than Jesus. It was like, yeah, Jesus is the beginning, but then we got to do all this other stuff. So I want to hear, what have you believed that maybe it changed your mind hearing my message this week? Give me a call, 970-919-0459, or find me on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And don't forget to tune in next Sunday at 6:30 a.m., immediately following Focus on the Family here on KRDO News Radio. Have a great week. Bye.
I know you are the the world's so beautiful.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
light shines all around.